visit Coach Tina FJ at Facebook.com.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the Business Prosperity Podcast, and this is Coach Tina FJ, and I am so excited this morning to bring you the word. And let's go ahead and jump in, but first let's have a short word of prayer. Father, we just thank you so much for this day. We give you praise and blessings, Lord God, and we ask, Lord, that as the word comes, that you would help it be Jesus would just give us wisdom and understanding that for our business. And we pray this in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. I'm so grateful for everyone who has decided to get up a little early this morning and join us. We're going to come out of Isaiah 58:10-11 today. Isaiah 58:10-11. Your input is directly related to your output. Your input is directly related to your output. And let's see if we can't get this party started with a slideshow that will actually work. Because right now it's here we go. Okay. And if you spend yourself in behalf of the hungry and satisfied the needs of the oppressed, then your light will rise in the darkness, and your night will become like the noonday. You will be like a well-watered garden, like a spring whose waters never fail. Let's start with God knows the beginning from the end, and he gives us clues. We are talking about our projects, our business prosperity. The second half of the chapter says, you will be like a well-watered garden, like a spring whose water never fails. Imagine that the spring is getting its water from the ocean. It is never ending. God is our source. He is never ending. Then the question is, how do we tap into that source on purpose? The answer is in verse 10 above. Spend yourself or give of yourself in behalf of the hungry and satisfy the needs of the oppressed. Then your light will rise in the darkness and your night will become like a noonday. We all come this way with a purpose that we have the opportunity to fulfill. Okay, God, do just a short sidebar. God is a gentleman. He is not in the business of forcing his will on you. This is where your input determines your output. Okay, you and yours are the only ones who miss the blessing when you don't do your part to walk out your purpose. God's got a ram in the bush for those who shortchange. So for those who you shortchange, when they have the faith, he delivers. Let me do that again. You and yours are the only ones who miss out on the blessings when you don't do your part and walk out your purpose. Because God's got a ram in the bush for those who are shortchanged. So when they stay in faith, he will deliver. Background of the scripture. Isaiah is a prophet and the author of the book of Isaiah. He is speaking primarily to the nation of Judah and surrounding nations. His message is the judgment of God, much like what happens to Israel if they don't turn from their evil ways. Isaiah's message is about judgment and salvation. The book of Isaiah starts the prophetic in the Old Testament. The last 27 chapters in this book focus on the Messiah, who is our salvation. Where our scripture for this week falls, verse 10, incorporates the love. The heart of the verse is you giving and extending love and God multiplying abundance back to you. Notice this multiplication is infinite because he says, whose waters never fail. Let's capitalize that. Capital N, capital E, capital V, capital E, capital R. Never fail. Business commentary. It is truly helpful when your business or projects aligns with your purpose. When this happens, generally, the day-to-day business is more enjoyable. It does not feel like work that depletes you in an unhealthy manner. So if you spend yourself on behalf of those you serve, remember, they have likely been praying for someone like you. What have you been ordained to deliver? Are you doing your part? Your business or project is an extension of love. Scratch your head a little bit. What do you mean, Coach Tina? Glad you asked. What you are providing your clients or customers are likely to be just what they have been praying to God that will be provided for them. Shh. Listen. Can you hear the prayers? God, send someone across my path that I can trust to be a good coach, a good trainer, a good event planner, a good financial planner, a good nutritionist, etc. God, can you recommend a tool or book to change me, transform me, minister to my situation? Father, I need some answers. Listen. Perhaps you have prayed some of these prayers yourself. Your business has the answer. Is the success God meant for you going to someone else because you haven't done what you were supposed to do? Was the success meant that God meant for you going to someone else because you haven't done what you were supposed to do? The greatest success in the world is being obedient to God. What does that mean to our business? What does that mean to us as business owners? Glad you asked. Another short sidebar. These principles work with believers and non-believers. It rains on the just and the unjust. But that's a different message. This hit me like a ton of bricks. The wealthy get wealthier because they have unlocked their gifts that allow them to spend themselves on behalf of the hungry and oppressed. God keeps his word, and the waters never fail. The waters of prosperity in this particular case. Prosperity being finances, health, healing, deliverance. Prosperity comes in many forms and fashion. It's not just always finances. You get this. So if your business is delivering a health product, that can be prosperity for somebody in their health. If your business is delivering a fun product, perhaps they need a little joy, joy comes from the Lord, but perhaps they just need some extra sunshine in their life, and your business is delivering that for them as a form of prosperity. You got to get this. The waters never fail. Wealthier and wealthier, be it in health, financing, resources, whatever it is. In addition, when business challenges come, you can stand on the promise that your noonday, that your night will become like your noonday. That's a promise in the word, that your night will become like the noonday. That means you're going to go from darkness to light, bright light. Because generally when we think about noonday, we think about, you know, bright sunshine, a great time of the day. This gives new meaning to the saying that your gifts make room for you. Somebody ought to get excited. But more importantly, get busy doing what God has called you to do so that you can be the light that rises out of the darkness. Then you can expect your waters to never fail and your business or your project to be prosperous. Somebody ought to say amen. Somebody ought to say amen. So let's talk about that a little bit today. Let's go ahead and discuss how this message fits into your business or your life. Anybody want to take the reins and jump in there and talk about it? Can you speak up just a little bit? We're hearing a lot of background noise, but hardly hearing you. Oh. Okay. Yes. Yes, your input is directly related to your output. So you got to have some input. And remember, people are praying for that input. People are actually asking God. And so your output is answering somebody else's prayers. Okay. They hear Miss Myers. Okay, I thought I heard. Oh, okay. You want to share a bit? Okay. Increase your output. Okay. All right. Well, then the two of you are in agreement that we have to increase our output. Okay. All right. Well, we're given, you know, I say who too much is given, much is required. But even, you know, if you feel like you've been even given a little, then that's for you to, you know, to give out. So if you're giving it out, you're blessing somebody. All right. All right. Thank you for that. Oh, okay. Wait. Well, you're in the process of going to deliver your output so that somebody else can be blessed. So we're very grateful for you, Miss Connolly. So you're gonna get some feedback today, direct feedback, because you're going out to do what you're called to do. And when you do what you're called to do, you're going to bless somebody. Remember, somebody's going to walk up to you today and be expecting it. They're going to see your product. They're going to see your journal. They're going to go, oh my goodness, this is exactly what I've been praying for. This is what I've been looking for. And you have it. And what a blessing that will be. Amen. Amen. Actually. All right. If we have one more time. Share your gifts. Yes. That's right. So So like we talked about in the message, God's got a ram in the bush. He's giving you the opportunity to be the blessing. He's giving you the opportunity to be the noonday light. But when you choose, listen to that, when you choose not to show up, then he has a ram in the bush. Because his promises are yay and amen. He promises to deliver, to do what he says he's going to do. So when his children are crying out to him, or when he feels his children in need, he's going to send what they need. And is it going to be you that it comes from when we're talking about business here? Are you going to be the one who delivers? Are you going to be the one who brings the noonday light? Yes, yes, yes. Well, that's what we all are going to endeavor to do. We're going to endeavor to be the ones to bring the noonday light. And so we're going to end with,
did I just not hold it up? I just closed the,
said, that's right. That's what it is. I remember. Thank you. Alrighty. So we're going to close out today with
Visit Coach Tina FJ at Facebook.com.